This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's Budget Committee has approved more money to help the Secretary of State's office deal with federal election actions. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The money will pay for one extra person to provide legal and policy support. The Department of Justice is suing Colorado to get access to sensitive voter data. This comes as the state says workload is high and public records requests have gone up 20% from the previous year. The Secretary of State's office says the additional staffer will also help with potential litigation and prepare for any other curveballs. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado utilities are challenging the Trump administration after being ordered to keep a coal plant running into the new year. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
The Craig 1 power plant in Moffett County was scheduled to close on December 31st, 2025. A day earlier, the U.S. Department of Energy ordered the plant to stay open, saying its power was critical to grid stability in the western U.S. But the utilities that run the plant say there is no emergency. Platte River Power and Tri-State filed a petition saying that the order is baseless, unconstitutional, and costly to ratepayers. Environmental groups and Attorney General Phil Weiser are also asking the federal government to reconsider its order. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
In Boulder County, authorities are investigating one of their first cases of sexual exploitation involving generative AI. A 72-year-old man was arrested Friday after investigators received tips about the possible sexual exploitation of a child happening through an online platform. Authorities allege the suspect used the platform to alter photographs of real children into nude and sexually exploitative images. More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.